Well, good morning, friends. Mark DiMatteo, Marcus D, coming at you on this 11th day of March 2012 with a message going out to our Four Great Questions group, which is titled Science and the Scientific Method. And I hope this finds all of you all doing well. But before I get into the message, I wanted to give you just a couple of quick updates because we're continuing to make progress. On the 29th of February, back a week or two ago now, I sent you all a quick email, those of you that were a part of the group back on that date, letting you know that I had finally figured out how to get all of our previous audios uploaded onto my new baby blog site, at least that's what it is right now, markdimatteo.com. Just had it simple that way, just used my name. Additionally, I have now posted the full-length version of my invite letter and also included an audio version of it that the folks can listen to if they prefer. And while it's nothing fancy yet, as I'm just beginning to learn about blogging and its capabilities, it is still, even as is, a great resource. For now, anyone joining us at any point in the journey will have info on who we are and what we are doing, along with access to all the prior messages, which will give them the ability to catch up if they'd like. Also, I wanted to let you all know that we have now over 450 folks that are directly a part of this group. Though, again, I know these messages are being passed on to many more folks. So to anyone who has recently joined us, either directly or indirectly, a warm welcome to each of you. And we're definitely happy to have you with us. So I'm definitely amped about all of this, and I hope you are too. So, all right, let's get into our message. Last time, we finished our discussion with my telling you that once I had established that there were at least some objective truths that we could know, that I then had a firm foundation from which to continue the logical pursuit of finding answers to the great questions. So now I was ready to begin the next step in my journey. And I decided to start with seeing if I could find any evidence for the existence of God. During the course of my studies up to this point, I had had many folks telling me that there was certainly a supreme being that existed, and on the other hand, almost as many telling me that there either wasn't or that there was no way anyone could know for sure. Sort of reminded me of the discussion we just finished regarding the reality of truth. And interestingly, it didn't seem like the folks on either side of this argument could really offer me much proof for their positions either, okay, at the same time. So it was like history was repeating itself a little bit here. So once again, I decided that I was going to use my powers of observation again to see if I could find any empirical evidence that pointed to the reality of the existence of God. While I had no clear proof of this from the start, I figured it was reasonable to assume that if God did exist, then there would quite possibly be indication of that reflected in the world around us. And it was at this point that I started exploring the world of science and the scientific method. And as we begin, keeping things simple for this discussion, let me define them both for you. Science actually comes from the Latin word scientia, which simply means knowledge. How do we define science? Well, according to Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, the definition of science is, quote, knowledge obtained through study or practice, or, quote, knowledge covering general truths of the opera. So let me just say that again. Or knowledge covering general truths of the operation of general laws, especially as obtained and tested through the scientific method and concerning the physical world. What does that really mean? Science refers to a system of acquiring knowledge. This system uses observation and experimentation to describe and explain natural phenomenon. The term science also refers to the organized body of knowledge people have gained using that system. Less formally, the word science often describes any systematic field of study or the knowledge gained from it. What is the purpose of science? And listen to this. Perhaps the most general description is that the purpose of science is to produce useful models of reality. Okay? Regarding this scientific system or method, it is basically a process through which observations are made regarding some real-world phenomenon. A prediction is made as to why or how it works the way it does or is the way it is, and repeatable experiments, and that's important, repeatable experiments are then run to test the predictions and to modify them if necessary in order to obtain accurate conclusions regarding that particular phenomenon. Okay? That's the scientific method. If the predictions seem to fit the conclusions reasonably well, we have a scientific theory. And these theories can range from weak to strong based on the degree of agreement. However, if the conclusions match the predictions 100%, then the result is called a scientific law. A scientific law is a completely accurate model of reality for that phenomenon. It is also important to note that the scientific method can only be used on things going on in the here and now. For without the ability to test the predictions with experimentation, the scientific method cannot be used. So it does have a limit. It can predict what might happen in the future, or what might have happened in the past, but it cannot prove either. Now, don't worry too much if these definitions seem a little complicated right at this point. As I share some of what I've explored in this next step of my journey, I will refer back to them and explain them more fully as necessary. The main thing is we've got an exciting road ahead, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you as we look at this new dimension of the journey. So, gang, until next time, y'all have a great week. Always enjoy talking to you, and we'll chat at you again real soon. Okay? Take care, folks. Bye-bye now.